Well, it's a little overgrown and hadn't had cattle work in it in quite a while, but that right there is a real corral and a real chute. And before long, there should be cattle on this side of the farm again. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Hey, so on this half of the farm, we only raise hay, but eventually it'll be full of cattle again, and this corral will be seeing some action. That's the plan anyway. At one time, there was just as many cows over here as on the other side of the farm, but it got converted into just hay, but that's gonna change eventually. But Lindley, my daughter, my 7-year-old, Lindley watches. And if you've got kids, if you've been around kids, then you know they pay attention. They pay attention. And we were at the co-op a little while back, and they have a toy section, you know, a good toy section. And she picked out what she wanted in the toy section, and boy, was I ever proud. So we got home, and she began to set up her new corral. Came with some cows and some other, you know, necessities. And as she began to set up that corral, she began to explain to me all that this corral entailed, and why she needed all the different parts of this corral, and kind of impressed me. Then her mom came in there, and she began to tell Sarai, my wife, how the corral worked and why she needed all the different parts of the corral. And she pays attention, I'm telling you, she pays attention. And I began to kind of connect the dots in my mind. She knows this stuff not because she was born knowing this stuff, but because she watches. She pays attention. And then just a few weeks after that day in our dining room on a Sunday morning, it was Lord's Supper Sunday. My wife was preparing the elements of the Lord's Supper that Sunday morning. It was the day that we would partake of the Lord's Supper at church. And I walked in to the fellowship hall as she was doing that, and I noticed that she had some help. Kids watch. Kids pay attention. In the Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it." You see, our daughter watches. And the things that we value, the things that are important to us, the things that we cherish, she develops a value for those things. She begins to cherish those things. They become important to her over time, and she begins to realize that those things are important, not because we beat them into her head and tell her they are, but because she sees that they are. Not because they're only important to us when people are watching, but because when we're home and nobody's watching, they're important. You see, kids can see. Kids are watching. Kids can see past the fake. And they're going to value what we value. They're going to value what we cherish. Can I encourage you today? Remember that you're being watched. Probably a lot more than you realize you are. Maybe you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus and be real. Can I tell you, this Life Word page is a beautiful, beautiful resource to help you follow Jesus. And we would love to show you what it means to follow Jesus more closely. If you want to know what it means to follow Jesus every day, reach out to us through this Life Word page. And let us help you find out more about what it means to follow Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate today. I look forward to this every week. And until next week, hey, I love you. Have a great week. And I will see you next time right here on the tailgate.